discussion at the time going on about the confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union, and talk about perestroika and glasnost and changes within communism itself. China had already embarked on not quite 10 years of economic reforms and a certain rejection of those things that occurred under the Cultural Revolution. But nobody in the West really had a good feel for what it was actually like until books like Nian Cheng's began to come out, and hers was probably the first that had a really big impact and created a big impression on the West.
In the book, she details the tremendous amount of personal suffering that she went through during that time. And yet, even though she did suffer tremendously, she really inevitably was able to thrive.
Her personal account in the book is moving, it's dramatic, and it's engaging. But it's also informative about what China was like, about historical events in China, about Chinese culture overall, about contemporary events, things that happened during that time and since. And it was a powerful story of the dignity of the individual and the power of the individual, even in the face of totalitarianism, even in the face of terrible persecution, which included, in her case, being jailed for 6.5 years and having her daughter killed as a result of not admitting to something that she never did. So crimes she was accused of, either on her part or on her daughter's part. So the story is gripping on a personal level and then a historical level as well.
Her captors repeatedly tried to get her to confess, and she refused.
She refused because she was the kind of person that saw no dignity in confessing to a false crime, and certainly saw correctly the cruelty and madness of the Cultural Revolution. When high school-aged Chinese who are not very well educated arbitrarily began accusing her of all sorts of things that she didn't do, including spying and crimes against her country, she didn't feel that it was correct or dignified to falsely confess, even if that meant releasing her from prison.
And another terrible tragedy she underwent, of course, involved her daughter, who was her only child. And she came out of her imprisonment and was told the daughter had died, had committed suicide, but that wasn't what happened.
Her daughter was persecuted as a result of being the daughter of Nian Cheng. And it was a very prominent family who worked for a multinational shell at the time, which under the Cultural Revolution was vilified as being an imperialist tool that impoverished China. Things have certainly changed since then, but at the time, this was an accusation that led to this kind of persecution. When she got out of jail, she found out, in fact, that it was the Red Guards that had actually killed her daughter, and it looks like the reason they did that was because her daughter never falsely accused her mother.
On a happier note, Mrs. Cheng eventually was able to leave China, and she settled here in the United States. She wrote and published the book, which was a tremendous success. And she, you know, really embarked on a new life. She settled here in Washington, and you were a friend of hers. Tell me about the gatherings, the meetings you would have.
Well, I had the good fortune of getting to know her on one hand because of my work at the Cato Institute. She had become, of course, a very strong proponent of the free society and the institutions of freedom, which is something that we also believe in at the Cato Institute. And by mere coincidence, I lived in the same condominium building as she did, and so we were neighbors. And I would run into her from time to time and chat with her, and she had invited us, my wife and I, to her apartment on several occasions for tea, where we would discuss all sorts of things, mostly world events and her views about China today and politics in the United States. And she was very sharp right up until the end. You got the impression of her in person that you get from her book, which is very well read, very well informed, polite, interested and curious in other people's opinions, but also opinionated herself, and always insightful.